And welcome, everybody, to episode 529 of a non-straight-edged episode of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, like, what is going on? Like, is the world falling apart, or is everybody okay? What's up? What's the deal? How you doing, Breakman?
Asking it like that, did something happen that I don't know about?
Well, I mean, Trump. You know, that's...
He didn't do anything unexpected, though,
that's
honestly.
That's true. I'm sure...
Well, you could just say he didn't do anything, because...
He still must think, though, but...
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
I'm sure we're going to get to a bunch of that stuff. It's going to be a lively day today on the Grinders. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Not a lot of news, though, but so that leaves time for other stuff. Why don't we go ahead and get right into this?
RPG News.
Before we get to the news, MXT is in chat for once. He says he has a gift for everybody. He's going to give everybody free games. So if you're in the chat, just contact
him. Where did he get all this money?
I don't know. It's really weird, but he's going to give us all... apparently free games. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, please tell me it's not Hulk Hogan.
Oh, dear Lord. What is it? He linked Spark City, and it's a game about shopping in Walmart, apparently. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, boy.
So anyways, let's get to the news, Eric. Let's start with the first Pokemon story.
Okay, there was a Nintendo Direct this week, and it was like probably the shortest Direct ever because it was just about Pokemon Sword and Shield's trailer.
Yeah, I saw this, and a lot of people were excited.
So that's Gen 8.
What day is it coming out, Eric? Was there a date?
No. The fall. No, that's a window.
Yeah, people are losing their shit over this. It's a remake, right?
No, it's not a remake. It's Gen 8.
Okay. Well, that's something to be excited for.
But if it's like the anything like the other Pokemon Fall releases, it's probably going to be October.
I mean, it looks good. I mean, it's Pokemon.
In case anybody wants to know the names of the new starters, there's Sobble, the water type lizard Pokemon, and then we only know their pre-evolved forms. But then there's Scorbunny, the fire type rabbit, and then there's the grass chimp Pokemon, which is named Grookey.
All right. I mean, Pokemon's interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. It's good games. I don't think I've ever seen...
Never play because they bore the piss out of them.
Yeah, I don't play them. But it's not that they're boring. I mean, it's not as interesting to me. I wasn't there from the beginning on Pokemon, but I know they're good games.
You don't need to be.
Listen, I know they're good games. It doesn't pique my interest. Like, I've got, like I always say, I've got 50 million other games to play. I mean, if it's there and I happen to get it on sale sometime, which I happen to do from time to time, just get things like, you know, on sale, even these games, then I'll play it. But let me go to chat real quick. MXT, here's a review for Spark City. He says, Final Fantasy VII was the greatest RPG ever until I played Spark City. Ron from Iowa said that. So yeah, there you go. You can build your retail empire and run those pesky, annoying mom and pop shops out of town for good. That's exactly what Walmart does. They do a lot of damage, no question.
Also, it's a parody game.
Yeah. Let's see. MXT says, anyways, how have you guys been? We've been good, man. I know he's been listening on the archive, so there's that.
So did he cure his nasty virus? Is that why he's here?
I think so, man. I think he finally found the cure. Freak5 says, I like the smell of cinnamon farts. So, you know, take that for whatever that is. Bernie's in chat. She says she's still in Phoenix. Yes, she is.
Was the cure more cowbell?
Yeah, the cure is definitely more cowbell. So, you know, whenever that can be made.
I'm just waiting for Dungeon Buster to show up.
Oh, he's probably there. The dungeon lurks in the background. Like, sometimes he'll just pop out of nowhere. But right now in chat, we got...
Sometimes he's just listening and waiting.
It's like, you ranked.
Exactly.
Not interesting at all. I am done.
Yeah.
How about if we had some...
A little bit of cowbell there. I like it.
Maybe he might be playing more Anthem, though.
Yeah, that's true, too. I know Banana Nananin is in chat.
Well, depending on who you are, it might not be good or it might be the best thing ever.
Yeah, welcome Banana Nananin. Freak5's in there, as we mentioned. Commander Root's in there. Bernie's in there. Host _ giveaway. Can you please give us a giveaway, host? That'd be cool. And Slow Cool. Welcome back, Slow Cool. Nice to have y'all in chat. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site.
Yes.
I'm sorry, we're talking about something in chat. I'm not going to bring that up. Coming to us live from RPG site.
Better not.
Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel for PlayStation 4 launches on March 26th. Exceed Games has announced, oh my god, what I just read. Skipping ahead, this edition will include both Japanese voiceovers and 5,000 additional lines for the English dub. Both previously only available with the PC version. Update, Marvelous Europe has announced the game will be available on March 29th. Oh, well, that's good, it's coming out in Europe too. The physical Decisive Edition can be purchased for $49.99 from various retailers, while the game will also be available digitally for $39.99. And here's the details.
Yeah.
I will say that, though, that the English dub is a more complete... voice acted audio track, because the Japanese release they basically fixed the problem of the Japanese release not having enough voice acting, because there are parts in the game where there could have been dialogue but there wasn't, and then they'd switch the English dub. So it's like so it wasn't exactly a one-to-one translation. They put in voice acting where there was voice acting, and there just wasn't a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, like, playing in Japanese, you know, it means that you'll get more scenes where there's just no talking.
Yeah. Bernie says she's getting drowsy.
That's probably why they decided they could do it.
Yeah. Bernie says she's getting drowsy. And you know what? We put most people to sleep, Bernie. Don't feel bad. It's all good.
That's true.
And they're probably also doing it to be more consistent with Trails of Cold Steel 3, which will have dual audio tracks.
Yeah. Zombies Anonymous has a giveaway and no entries. Easy to win. So if you haven't listened to the latest EA, they'll be giving away. I don't know what you're giving away, Freak 5. I haven't been caught up yet, but apparently they're giving away. So listen to Zombies.
I didn't know he was back on that again. I thought
they were on
something
hiatus.
Zombie related, I guess.
They were on hiatus, but they're back. So, you know.
Okay.
So
anyway, the Decisive Edition of Legends of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel, includes the game. What a fucking shock. 50 Mira replica collector's coin, a musical selection CD containing 21 full-length tracks, steelbook case showcasing artwork with a separate outer package design, like, what, 10 pages or something?
Yeah, probably.
Bonus 10-page exclusive Alyssa Reinford's Cold Steel Crash Course comics included within the physical 52-page manual. Holy shit.
That was
wow.
Manual?
Yeah.
That wasn't in the original art book, so...
That's good. I like that.
It's got a manual and a comic? What... Is this Atari? What's going on here?
That's a good point, Ben. Freak5 says, listen to the episode titled Return of the Living Zombie Anonymous to find out how to win. So you got to listen to that show. If you're into horror and zombies, those guys do a fantastic job over at Zombies Anonymous. And they, you know, no entries, so got a good shot of winning. Am I eligible, Freak5, if I listen? No. All right, yeah.
I need to get the money for this and Sekiro. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, Trails of Cold Steel is a good series, man.
Nobody wants to buy my stuff on my eBay page.
Yeah. Well, hang in there. Maybe somebody will, Eric. You never know. But
I told you, people don't want kidneys on eBay, dude. You got to go to the black market.
Black market all the way. Black market for sure.
Dark web, man.
Oh, and the prize on that Zombie Anonymous thing is a cloth beer bag from Madhouse Brewing carries a 6-pack. So shit, that can't beat that, man. I like the Trails of Trails of Heroes. What am I trying to say here?
Trails in the Sky?
Yeah. Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel. This is a good version because it's 4K and 60 frames per second. That's
interesting. This isn't exactly a one-to-one conversion of the PC release. This is more like the version Falcom made because the version on PC was outsourced. Mm. But this has most of what the PC version has to offer.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster, speaking of Dungeon Buster, we were just talking about you, Dungeon. He says, yay, I set up a video game corner for kids.
Everybody must be in the YouTube chat. I'm going to switch that.
No, they're in the Twitch chat, dork.
No, I'll see them talking.
Yeah, well, refresh it or get out of it and back into it. But Dungeon says, I set up a video game corner for kids in The Division 2. That's really cool. I didn't know you could do that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, you know, he's trying to lure kids into a corner for some weird reason. Shame on you, Dungeon. I did not expect that.
No, I think what he did is he put them all there so they could all swear at each other and he has not listen to him. He could play with all the adults that
like,
won't swear at
like
him.
Every other gamer known to mankind or gaming
I'm
online.
Like with kids, they swear worse than the adults.
Yes,
are you kidding me?
Yes, that's completely true.
Although it is hilarious. Hey, fuck you. Yeah. Oh, you little fucking asshole. I'm going to kick you in the dick.
That's how they say it, man.
That's how they got the highest squeaky voice and shit. Yeah. So it's
hey,
it's
Dungeon,
funny when they curse.
Dungeon makes a good point. He says, even in the apocalypse, video games are needed.
So is video game in the Division's apocalypse like VR instead then?
Hey, is there a porn corner, Dungeon? Because that's, you know, I mean, that's a necessity in an apocalypse.
Why would you assume he knows?
Well, shit, he's the one playing the game, not me, man. I'm just asking. Don't shoot the messenger, man. I'm just saying. Uh-huh. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPG Site. Ni No Kuni 2 Revenant Kingdom, the Book of Wizards DLC launches March 19th. It's going to be available for 1,500 yen, which I'm sure it's going to come out here, so whatever. Oh, $15, $14.99. It will be in English and cost $15. I think that's a little much. I don't know. It better be some beefy DLC for $15. But so there you go. More Ni No Kuni news. Eric, next story.
Next story is that Square Enix details the additions to the Switch and Xbox versions of Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age.
Yeah.
And so we know the game's coming out April 30th, but I don't know if these features are going to make it to the PS4 and the PC versions, but I'm assuming that they will. It was just, this is what we decided to do for a press release. If you get them on the they might be coming later, but or at the same time, didn't specify. But it's going to have a slightly modified New Game Plus, and which basically will let you not only like start the game at level 90, like what Strong Mode does, but to make Strong Mode actually less harder, because like you're leveling up to 90, but you're not getting any of the job points for your license board, so you still have to fight a bunch of stupid stuff, so it's gonna carry that over as well as your equipment that you picked up. But that's nice. So but the biggest addition and the biggest complaint a lot of people had of the Zodiac edition is that you couldn't respec your character. Now you can.
So what you're saying, Eric, is this is probably the version to get of Zodiac Age. Yeah.
It also has the ability to switch between three different Gambit sets. So like set one, set two, and set three could all have completely different schemes.
Yeah, that's a good addition. I like the additions. I wish they had this addition.
And if you play the game on Xbox One X, it will support 60 frames.
That's another plus for the Xbox.
I'm going to have to get this.
Yeah.
I've never played 12, and I've always wanted to if it's coming to the Xbox One.
Yeah. This is the version to get, and it pains me to say that because I don't like playing.
Well, you'll still be playing at 30, though, but the game doesn't really need to be 60, to be honest. But
yeah, but that's a plus, man.
It'll at least be frame rate consistency between playing when you're at a not playing on turbo mode, and which is super super slow, by the way. You should probably play at times two speed. So it makes the game's battles go a lot faster. You just got to be careful because since like everything's moving faster, hits are registering faster. You need to be able to keep track of it all.
Yeah, I never beat 12. 12 is another one that's going to be on my list of, and I might just have to get it on the Xbox for these editions, but I'll wait till it goes down a little bit in price.
I'm getting it on Switch since it's not like I have an Xbox One to play at 60 FPS, so I'm kind of waiting for the PC version to get really cheap and get that instead.
Yeah. Did they say it's going to be 30?
It's 60 on the Xbox One X.
Oh, it's 60.
Xbox One X, 60.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Are you asking the cost?
Yes.
No, it's like $40.
Oh, yeah.
No,
God. Like, I was just like, oh, I wanted that. Never mind when you said 60.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the frames. No, it's 40. But I would wait. Break. I mean, just wait. They'll have a digital sale on. It'll go down to like, you know, 25 or something.
Speaks pizzas are 7 minutes late.
Wow.
That, you know what that means? You gotta take 7% off his 15%
tip. That's right.
Tip.
That's right.
Where are you getting pizza from?
It's a local place called Come and Go. He said
Come and Go. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
He says he's liking Octopath Traveler. But I think it will eventually get annoying going back to every town when I get a new character to use their special abilities. I don't know if that's a fair criticism. I just played the demo of Octopath. I don't know. Dungeon would probably be able to tell you a little more about that. MXT just turned into Shazam in chat, so there's that.
No, he wanted to turn into Shazam. Oh. He's upset about not turning into Shazam.
Oh, I got you. I thought because he said Shazam. I thought he was Shazam. So there you
Shazam!
Go. All right, Eric. Next, did you do this story, or did I, or what?
What are we on? Phoenix Wright story?
Phoenix Wright.
I'll read it then since I opened it. Comes to us live from Silicon Era. An ad popped up. Fuck. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy will hold court on April 9th, 2019. A release date has been set. Yeah, we just said that. People with a Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, or PC will be able to grab the game. That's pretty awesome. They will then be able to play Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Justice for All, and Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trials and Tribulations with high-resolution graphics and with 10 save slots for each game. A truth gauge and quick saves will also be available for the first time.
Yeah, that's cool.
As an aside, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney's trilogy's initial languages are English and Japanese. Both are even immediately available in the Japanese version of the game. However, a post-launch update will add French, German, Korean, and traditional Chinese as language options. I've heard there's a lot of different versions of Chinese. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing else we really care about. Just recapping.
Yeah, this is cool. Those games became extremely expensive on the DS. I remember looking for them when, you know, after the fact, of course, because I hardly ever get anything at launch. And then these games became super expensive, even used. So it's nice to get reiterations from time to time, you know, just keep those price controls.
I imported the second Ace Attorney game because I had no idea if Capcom was going to continue doing it. Because it had English language options on it, so I was like, why not?
Yeah, that's cool. Alright, I guess it's my turn, and the story comes to us from...
Only problem with Octopath Traveler's fast travel is that you can only fast travel to towns and not dungeons.
Yeah. Alright, this comes to us from Silicon Era. To the Moon, set to dive into the Nintendo Switch in summer 2019. So XD Network and Freebird Games announced, it's a story-driven game that focuses on artificial memories, and there's a description. First in a two-part series, the To the Moon is an award-winning story-driven experience about love and loss, with enough heart-wrenching moments to keep the player invested from its concise start to emotional finish. Nintendo Switch version is fully remade creation by XD Network, taking the original RPG Maker blueprint and precisely recreating it via Unity. So that's an interesting thing. I haven't heard...
Are they going to give us the other two versions or the other two games that go along with this that make up the trilogy?
I'm sure. I'm sure if this one does well enough, they'll you know, delve into the other. So, I like.
And the best thing of all is that it's an RPG Maker game, so it will actually have proper gamepad support this time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see, Eric. You get the honors of the last story.
Okay. The last story is. Well, we got two of them. We got Barcelona, and then we've got Warsaw.
What?
You missed one of them.
Okay, we'll do the next one, and then I guess Blake can do them.
Hyper Sengoku Shooter Vasra.
Yeah, that's my last one that I had, unless you added something.
I see you. Tactical RPG Warsaw is my last
one. Oh, yeah, all okay. Right. That's. Yeah. I guess I was preoccupied. I didn't notice that you had done it. But,
all right.
It took a while to load, thanks, Internet. But Tactical RPG Warsaw amounts for PC, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. Developer Pixelated Milk. What a name. From Regalia of Men and Monarchs. Publisher, gaming company, and the publisher. It kind of missed the publisher name. They screwed up. But tactical RPG set in a war-torn city during World War II. It's coming out in quarter 3, 2019, no real date, but main features are that it has a tactical, turn-based tactical RPG with characters varying classes and skill and resource management, and in a World War II setting, a deep tactical combat system with a multitude of complementing skills, weapons, character abilities. Character stories and backgrounds delivered through gameplay, as well as numerous historical and fictional events happening under specific game circumstances, and incredible replay value due to non-linear gameplay. So there's multiple endings, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's kind of like a staple now with video games. You know, you get the multiple endings, which I kind of like that. I mean, you know,
I just like extra incentive to play.
It sounds less multiple endings and more multiple routes that lead to different endings.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's fine. That's, you know, it's okay. All right, and then let's go back to the Hyper Sengoku story, Breakman.
I already closed it by accident.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
You sure?
I got it.
I was loading it while I was talking. No, that's okay. Why I was talking. Coming to this last episode from Era. Hyper Sengoku Shooter Vasara Collection. I'm just guessing that's how it's pronounced. It's coming to PlayStation 4 and Switch. Ooh. It's a top-down shmup.
Yep.
We heard last year the Hyper Sengoku and whatever. It's had PC and consoles in early 2019, according to Famitsu. There's a teaser trailer, which most people can't see, but the people in chat. Developer Cubite Interactive revealed in this week's Famitsu that Vasara Collection will release on. Oh my god! What the? Who wrote this fucking shit?
So look at the website you're looking at.
It includes Vasara's. And its sequel, Vasara 2, two games known for being brutal bullet hells, will be part of the collection. That's it. That's the story.
I totally agree.
These look like arcade games, considering the graphic detail.
Yeah. It does look like an old school arcade game. Yeah.
Looks good. Yeah. Don't have any issue with that whatsoever.
And it looks like they're actually localized since there's English text. So.
Sweet. That's even better. All right. We can definitely do that. All right, let's move on to...
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, some homie discounts for y'all. On the PlayStation, let me go run through some of the deals here. I saw Dragon Ball FighterZ or Fighters or however you want to. I don't know how.
It's Fighters.
Okay, the Fighters.
The Z is supposed to be an S.
It's evil. You can get the Ultimate Edition for half price, so it's only going to cost you $54.99 instead of $109.99. Let's see, Fractured But Whole, you can get for $22.49 for the Gold Edition. That's a pretty decent deal, I'd say. You can get the Regular Edition plus Stick of Truth for $32. That's not a bad deal at all either. I prefer the first, but second game is just fine.
That's another thing Dungeon Buster brought up in chat about Octopath. You have to bring a character into your party to level them up, which is boo.
Yeah. All right, God Eater 2, down to $15. That's not bad at all, down from $60. What else here? this is interesting. Far Cry 5 for $15 on the PlayStation Store.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good deal.
That's a great deal. It's 75% off.
I still need to get the 4.
Tales of Berseria is only $15 on the PlayStation. So that's an excellent deal there.
Freak 5 is declaring he's going to invade your personal space.
Yeah. Feel free.
Personal space is overrated. Wait, what? No, I didn't say that.
Dot Hack GU is down to $19.99. That's a great price on that game. Steep I just got on PlayStation Plus, but apparently you can buy the gold edition for $25. The plus games for this month are Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and I forgot the other one. Oh, it was the Jonathan Blow game, Witness.
I'm contemplating getting a month of PSN just to get the PS4 or just get February stuff before they pull it on Tuesday.
Yeah, I forgot what they had on this last month.
There's Metal Gear Solid 4 and other stuff. And that'll be the last PS3 anything ever.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe the PS5 will get backward compability, which means...
I don't know. The way that people do retro games, I'm sure like in 20 years somebody will do like a retro PlayStation 3 game or something.
PlayStation 3 Mini! And it's just as shitty as PlayStation 1 Mini.
Oh, God, man. Please.
That one's down to like $30 in some stores.
They should do a PS2, but way better than what they did with the PS1. The PS1 didn't deserve that, man. Sony fucked that up.
And they could just make it 42 games, and like they can have like all the stuff that was on the PS1 Classic. Only it plays better now, and plus some PS2 stuff.
I've just come to the conclusion that none of these companies are ever going to do anything that the fans want when it comes to that, because it just leaves them wanting more. You know what I mean? All right, on the Xbox, Fractured But Whole, $15.
Well, part of the problem is what fans to listen to, because the most vocal fans usually aren't the right ones to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the insane ones.
Yeah. Hitman 2, $41.99. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege Deluxe Edition for $12. Darksiders 2 getting a slight discount at $44.99 on the Xbox. Here's a good sale. Assassin's Creed Odyssey for $24. Far Cry 3 Classic for $15. Far Cry 5 for $15. Grim Legends Collection for $36. That's not terrible. Assassin's Creed Rogue Remastered for $15. And that's about Origins for $15. I think I mentioned that. The Ezio Collection for $10. That's an excellent price.
I'm waiting for the Ezio Collection to come to the Switch.
Yeah. Child of Light.
It's going to happen after 3 comes out.
Yeah, Child of Light for $4.50. Rayman Legends for $5. That's a great price on both of those games. Nintendo didn't have too much. They had Rabbids. The Mario Rabbids Kingdom is always on sale. It's on sale for $20. Fractured But Hold for $20. This is why Nintendo always loses when it comes to sales online. They charge way too much. It's $24 for Fractured.
Like I said, they're behind the times.
They really are.
They'll catch up one day.
I hope.
The sales on everything else in the store are great, but theirs?
Yeah.
Nintendo is always going to be like a few years behind.
Yeah. I just said
online. They don't understand like what America is.
We'll cut 30% off of our game and that's it. And until the $20 Select Edition comes out.
Yeah, shit. Here's a good example.
If it ever, in which case they don't cut the price of the game.
Here's a great example. I just said $4.50 for Child of Light on the Xbox. Guess how much it is on the Switch? $10. So you're paying double to get it on the Switch.
Well, but to be fair to that, that's actually not as been out as long as the other versions.
Yeah, but still, like $4.50 on the other. What are you going to pick? Are you going to pay an extra $5 just for the portability? Maybe, but doubtful. All right.
I mean, maybe that's what they sell the manufacturer of saying.
No, I know.
Sell their game at this price as well. You get this portable too.
Yeah.
I mean, because really, it's a manufacturer.
Portable tax. Yeah.
Portable tax. How about a porta potty tax? That's what that is, man. All right, let's move on.
Do the producers have any say in the pricing at all?
I don't know.
I know they have a recommended price. I know that, but it's like.
I think the sales on the PSN are up to the publisher. Mm-hmm. But I think that how it is on Switch. But I think Nintendo has, like, a recommendation for the publisher.
Mm. I know, well, Microsoft does the normal sales where they have their whatever their weekly sales are, but then they have publisher sales too.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Like I just named you the Ubisoft publisher sale on Xbox, right. You know, and that's the way it should be. I mean, that's one misstep that Nintendo does every fucking time. Let's move on, guys, too.
Twitter comments.
All right, Twitter comments.
Oh my God, Twitter's been active. For a second week in a row, there's things on Twitter to talk about.
Wow. All right.
And again, once again, I've got to explain things to people. Freak5Cast, and I say a text chat from somebody. I don't know if it was him talking to somebody or what. But the first sentence is, "Big dicks in his brother's bum." And the second word is cat, and that's the first person. Second person responds with what? Which word is supposed to be cat? In other words, big dicks in his brother's bum. One of those words is supposed to be cat. So big cats in his brother's bum, big dicks in his brother's cat.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? Like, where are you putting cat in that sentence? So anyway, moving on. We have a response from MXT. Is you were tweeting out to him, Frank. You were concerned for his livelihood. According to him, he has been, and it's the MXT on Twitter. I've been on a top secret covert mission. Don't tell anyone. Covert mission, huh? Anyway, Frank responded with secret mission. My ass. You've been working with Trump scheming. I saw you duck in the press, and I have proof. Yes,
I did, and I had an emoji a GIF
of Homer Simpson. Disappearing into the green monster.
Yes, yes.
Hey, people don't know what the green monster is. It's a baseball thing. It's just the outfield fence. Instead of like having a wall, they have a wall of weeds.
You guys remember when Sean Spicer was like caught in the hedges, like the bushes?
Yeah. Like, are they hedges? Are they bushes? Like they seem like just weeds to me.
Yeah.
Vines and shit like that. Anyway. Okay, I won't tell everyone about your mission to corrupt grinders by polluting the water with meth, says Frank. And then we get another tweet from Freak, who would like this, I guess, to keep up your trend, Frank.
What? What is it? I don't
know. Yeah, the I poop today trend.
Oh, the hashtag I poop today. Yeah, we talked about that.
And there are more
that.
Responses about I poop today and just, I just, yeah.
There Come on, go. Man. You got to get on with the movement, man. It's I poop today. Hashtag no, I
like,
poop today.
You should just assume that people did. If they didn't poop today, then there's a problem.
Look, they need to let us know on Twitter if they poop today. I mean, it's imperative. This is
if they didn't poop, there's a problem.
That's what I'm saying. We want all of our listeners.
Just peed instead.
Well, no, because you can't. No, Eric.
If you can you can die if you don't poop. Like, there's a. You gotta get it out of you.
Look, this is how much we care about our listeners.
I don't know how long
right?
it is.
We want all of our listeners to have a long and prosperous life. And part of that long and prosperous life is letting us know if you poop today. Hashtag I poop today. So
I've pooped saying. Today several times.
Well, there you go. Then then you need a hashtag.
See, this is where this goes.
All right, go ahead. Break. Anything else?
No, I'm not giving you any more ammo.
All right, I guess, man. All right, then let's move
on. There's nothing on.
Let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Let me see. I finished Strider.
Oh, shit, you finished it.
Quite fun. I give it an 8, I think, because it's far and few between that we get Metroidvanias. It's not the best Metroidvania that I've played. It's not the worst.
I think that's the exact score I gave it when I reviewed it back in 2014. I think that's when it came out.
Wow. Yeah, 2014 is the date I saw on the bottom. I was sitting there like, damn, this is 5 years old. Okay. Anyway, so I beat that. It was a lot of fun. The combat is what really makes that game. Some of the map things are irritating, but I recommend you play it if you like the Metroidvania. So after that, I decided I wanted to play a different kind of game. So I put in something, and of course this is Xbox, so it had to install, and I'm like, well, fuck. Well, let me see what I can play while I'm waiting. So I started playing a game that is an homage to the original Castlevanias, the original trilogy. So after beating a Metroidvania, I started playing a game called Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon.
Oh, good, yeah.
Which is it's a great game. It's a straight up homage to the original
trilogy. Does nobody listen to me when I do this podcast?
No, why?
Because I talked about it before.
I know, but yeah. We're talking about what I've been playing. That's what I'm playing.
Yeah,
I know.
Jesus. Leave Breakman alone.
Not want me to? Okay, fine. I'm done then.
No, leave Breakman.
No, no, no. Go ahead and redescribe it. I mean, we've got new listeners. Go ahead.
We do have new listeners.
I was done anyway. Really?
No, Bloodstained is. I've heard nothing but good things.
It's a straight up rip off of the original trilogy of Castlevania. After beating a Metroidvania, I've moved on to a Metro or a Vania.
Yeah, just
actually,
a Castlevania.
Isn't it more like 3 though?
It's most like the third one, yeah.
Yeah, with updated graphics and looks pretty. I mean,
yeah, I mean it looks like it was done with the Nintendo hardware, but like one of the later games that were more graphically intense and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like we've talked about like Mega Man games from 1 through 6. Like we've maligned 6 is being kind of the weaker one and stuff like that, but visually it's the best looking one.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the original trilogy.
Freak5 says, Frank, did you watch The Walking Dead this week? Hell no. Hell no. I'm not watching that shit anymore, man. It's fucking...
I didn't hate Mega Man 6. I mean,
I just said of the original ones, we consider it the weaker one. Yeah. The weakest of the bunch, really. But we didn't say it was a bad game.
The best things about it are the punching pack and the jetpack.
Yeah, absolutely they are. 100%. Yeah, I'm not saying we didn't like the game, because we did.
Like, but the Bloodstained game was actually just a Kickstarter stretch goal to tide us over until the game actually came out. But it's finally coming out in the summer.
No, I have not watched The Walking Dead. I've wasted the past three years watching that shit, man. There's so much better.
I'm enjoying this season.
Oh, God, man. The first half, I watched the first half, and I was so, like, fucking...
So,
I liked it right well that they weren't going with the... what's going on behind me? Never mind.
I don't know, but how far did you get in Bloodstained, by the way?
I don't really want... Well, I guess we already reviewed it, so... I beat the first ending. Like, I'm on my second playthrough, about a third of the way through.
Yeah, there's like a nightmare mode where you have to play as the other three characters and save the first character.
Yeah.
And you can also play the game in casual mode, which gives you unlimited lives.
Mm-hmm.
And no knockback.
Yeah, knockback is the only thing that really gets me killed.
But because the game's actually easy other than the knockback.
it's because they just throw extra lives at you, and unlike the original Castlevania where you have one life bar essentially, each one of your characters has their own life bar, and it's really easy to switch between them in a boss fight, for instance.
And if you die with that character, you lose that character for the level, and they come back after you beat the level.
No,
so it's kind of like Turtles in a way.
that's not how it happens on the Xbox. In the Xbox version, once a character dies, you still get to use the other three characters until each one of them dies.
Yeah, that's what.
And then you start over on the next life.
That's what I meant.
So all four of your characters have to die before you lose a life.
That's what I meant, though. So.
Oh, you said start the level over.
Yeah,
you don't start the level over.
No, well, not the level, but the checkpoint area is what I meant.
They're talking about The Walking Dead in chat. Look, real quickly on The Walking Dead, I'm tired of wasting my time with that fucking show. Just for one or two good episodes a season, I'm not going to waste my time anymore with Walking Dead. Fuck that show.
Whatever, Frank. Let the rest of us enjoy it then. Yeah,
feel free. Feel free. I honestly think it's the worst
show. The Walking
show
Dread?
My big problem with The Walking Dead right now is that there's a storyline that's meant for Carl.
Yeah,
they killed him off last season, but now, like, after reading like the interview with Chandler Riggs, like, I understand why they killed him off now.
Yeah, yeah.
He kind of was mailing it in the last couple seasons, and he admitted it.
Well, he said they should have hired a different actor, which would have been fine.
I mean, which sucks, but, like, I understand, like, well, if the actors, yeah, like, I get it, because Carl's supposed to be, like, a fucking badass in the comic. Like, he, like, at 8 years old, he is scary.
Yeah. By the way, Scott Gimple's a piece of shit,
but
too.
He's supposed to be like 16 at this point, I think.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's.
So, I think it's like all easy writing. It's like they want it, they want to like stand for like consistency so hard. Like instead of just recasting a person, they'll just kill them off.
They don't. The problem with The Walking Dead is the writing has been consistently boring for the past 4 fucking years. I've been waiting for something good to happen, like to keep me interested, and they just consistently don't. It's not worth waiting for one moment every year. That's what you're basically waiting for one moment every fucking year. And there should be 3, 4, 5, 6 moments every year to wait for, whether it's a death or something interesting happening or a new enemy or, you know, a new way of dealing with zombies, something, but nothing ever happens in it.
See, right now they just added the Whisperers this season, and the Whisperers are way better than they are in a comic. In a comic, like, because it's a comic, I guess I didn't get like that feeling of like how scary they really are.
In
the show, like the Whisperers are like they're really creepy.
Yeah.
And Alpha is just such a, like, she means what she says. Like, she's not fucking around.
Yeah. Well, they need something, man. I think, I don't know, man. This, everybody's talking about this new writer and how great she's doing, and I, like, the first half of the season, I didn't see it. All right, anything else you've been playing, Break?
Ouch. See, this is what happens, Frank.
What?
Frank complaining about 1 or 2 episodes a season is ironic. I am still waiting for RP Grinder's first good episode.
Oh, dear Lord. No, I'm not saying...
Is he talking with the year? Because, like, he said in the past that the only good RP Grinder episodes are the ones without Frank.
No, look. How dare you, by the way. Look, Freak 5, I'm not complaining about 1 or 2. I'm complaining about entire fucking seasons. Season 7 sucked. Season 8 sucked. Most of Season 6 sucked. So,
in your opinion, Frank. We're saying we have different opinions where we didn't think all those sucked.
Well, that's
fine. I haven't even watched the show.
I'm sure there were
aspects about them that sucked, but it doesn't mean the overall product is terrible.
Look, if ratings are any indication, which most of the times they are on TV, they've been consistent with their ratings going down, 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 down. Up until this season. I don't know what the ratings are this season, but the ratings since season 4, 5 maybe have been going down. So that tells you the level of quality.
Why are you getting so defensive about this?
I'm not getting defensive.
Well,
I know
Frank's not the only person who thinks the season's awful.
Ugh, God, so, man. It's been awful for the past.
Some people do and some people don't. Like, it's been getting good reviews from what I've seen. Like, TV Guide likes it.
Maybe the second half. Look, I tell you what. I'll give this.
Like I'm saying, Frank, like, people have different opinions. If you don't like it, that's fine.
No,
but
I understand.
Don't poo-poo it because the rest of us don't like it.
I've watched this. Look, if anybody wants The Walking Dead.
I take it back. You're absolutely allowed.
How dare you?
Diss on it all you want.
How dare you? How dare you, Break, man? I'm just saying.
Look.
Listen.
Fuck you. God damn it. Fuck.
You got to start being like me,
Frank,
walking off this.
Fuck you, Frank. Everybody in chat, fuck you, Frank.
Look, all I'm saying is I'll give it a shot when Bernie gets back on the second half of the season, but for my money, I'd rather watch, like, anything else.
And Bernie's going to spank you when she gets home for this. You hear that, Frank?
Promises.
Everybody,
promises.
Yeah.
Is that sexy spankings?
That's what I'm saying. That's promises. Freak 5 is exiled. Son of a bitch.
Is this some BSCM spankings?
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I'll give it a shot. That's all I'm saying. I'll give it a shot in the second half. But
if you don't like it, that's all right. Like, you're
I just, you know
it.
What I don't like,
Break
Man?
You're not allowed to like it.
Listen.
You're allowed to...
What I don't like is
like Dead's better than Dragon Quest 8.
Look, what I don't like is being consistently disappointed over fucking seasons. Like, it's the only show that there's been like 3-4 seasons at a time that I've been consistently disappointed. So that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it.
Can we stop talking about how disappointed you are, though? Can we move on?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't even finish my point, but let's move on. What else you been playing?
You didn't even let finish his sentence.
I know. What else you been
playing? If I let you keep talking, you would have kept repeating yourself.
God damn it. Shut your mouth. I'm walking off this fucking show. Jesus Christ.
This is the Pile on Frank episode. Get him, everybody.
How dare you guys, man. I hate you guys. All right, Break. Anything else you've been playing?
No.
All right, Eric. What have you been playing, son of a bitch? I'm going to cut you off every sentence, too.
All right. Just more of the same.
No, I don't think you've been playing more of the same. I think you've been playing something different. How about that? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Eric. Sorry.
London Detective Mysteria, Death End Request, which I finished, and you can find the review on totallygn.com. Check it out. And if you like it and you want to support more reviews showing up on web pages and want to like support me financially, even a dollar would help on my Patreon.
Yeah,
which you can find at Twitter.
Yep.
Twitter profile.
Eric RPG. Dungeon says, well, Frank was around for the gladiatorial games in Rome, so it makes sense that he doesn't find The Walking Dead that interesting anymore. How dare you, Dungeon? How dare you?
Well, wait, was Frank the main character in Shadows of Rome, that game that Capcom put out years ago?
Oh, dear Lord. How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
It's based on a true story.
MXT says, let's all do the Walmart cheer.
Like there's a Walmart cheer?
Yeah. Hey, MXT, I forgot to tell you, about a year back or so, I watched Rome, both seasons of Rome. Rome is a good show, speaking of Rome.
So, I own Shadows of Rome, but I never finished it.
No, not Shadows of Rome. Rome, the HBO series. That's what I'm talking about. All right, anything else you've been playing, Eric?
I actually played a little bit of Castlevania Lords of Shadow, but other than that, I haven't really been playing anything else.
Yeah. MXT, it was good, but there's some big time inaccuracies in Rome the show, which, you know, Hollywood always does, but that's the only beef I had with it. Rome is a great
show. Yeah, it's always about, like, it's storytelling. Like, we had to change the story, like, it's make more interesting and stuff like that. Well,
it's a great
show. If you want credibility, maybe you should stick to
the truth. It's a really good fucking show. I mean, I was really impressed with it. But anyways, I've been playing a little bit of Final Fantasy IX. Eric and I were talking about the Order 1886. We differ slightly on it. I like it, Order 1886.
There's something wrong mechanically with the game, but there's like it does that stupid third-person shooter shit where the game stops the action and makes you walk slowly while the characters talk.
Yeah, that's it, like so, a Gears of War type thing.
One too many times, and the story seems to be building up to something. And the whole game feels like a teaser because none of that stuff that leads up to the end of the game is all that interesting.
I haven't beat the game, so I can't speak to that. I'm about maybe an hour and a half. I just got to the point where you're shooting.
The gameplay is mediocre. It's not bad, but it's average.
I think it's all right.
And average is bad because we want more than average.
No, I think it's okay. I don't think it's worth $60, but $5, I think it's more than worth it. The graphics alone, to me, are worth looking at that game.
Also, 2Gs are so old. I'm so glad that QTEs are basically dead now.
The one thing that I don't like about the game is that once they introduce like the monsters, the werewolves, that the werewolves are fucking hard to kill. Like they're too fast. Like they're way fast. I don't know if anybody has any hints on how to like beat those fucking things without getting almost
you
killed.
You put in the werewolf cheat code.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you, son of a bitch? You're exiled. You're sassy today, Eric. And also, Friday the 13th, I got a chance to play with Freak 5 and one of his friends on I forget your friend's handle. Freak 5, but we played a little bit of Friday the 13th. It was fun. I suck so bad at the game, man. Like, I get twisted around. Like,
did you get teabagged by Jason?
I did not. Luckily, I did not.
Wait, can he actually teabag you?
Oh my yes. God. And I want the game.
But I did. Back
Jason, I went, well, you can do that in Mortal Kombat.
You know what
too.
I did manage to do? I did manage to crash the car. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, so there you go.
Crash in the Jason.
Yeah. Peter from Maldi broadcast. What's that? What did you say, Eric?
Can you crash the car into Jason?
You can, but if you run into Jason, then the car crashes and you're fucked. But,
and Jason, not so much.
Yeah, Jason's fine. Jason will be fine.
I mean, you can't, like,
I can
tell
you that
really fast. And so you can't make the car go really fast and jump out of the car and use it as basically a bomb.
No, you cannot.
It's not Battlefield.
Yeah, no. Jason's really tough to beat. Like there are things you can do. Like, you can get a pocket knife, and if he happens to grab you, you use the pocket knife to get away. But Jason's unstoppable for the most part, man. Like, unless I'm playing him, then anybody. I mean, I've
speaking of Jason, I think I've got my J movie from the ABCs of film. Jason X is on Netflix.
I like Jason X. I think it's an underrated Jason movie, but whatever. You know, that's for a different day. But
oh, yeah. What the hell? Freak had a chance to kill you and he didn't?
Yeah, well, no, because it – look.
What the – you're exiled.
Power Rangers – yeah, Power Rangers would probably kill Jason.
Yeah, no, look, I'm at the mercy of anybody that plays Jason.
Like, they could probably vaporize Jason.
I got a little...
It depends on whose show they were on. If it was, like, if they were showing up in the Power Rangers show, like, they'd beat him easily or something.
Oh, God.
But if they showed up in a Jason movie, like, he'd kill kill the, whatever the...
He killed them as teenagers without their power suits.
Look, I had a lot of fun playing with those guys. Those guys are definitely way better than I ever am going to be at Friday 13. I just don't play enough. I got other things to play. Like, Freak was like, well, you know, you should play, like, not the single player, but the one where, you know, you have bots that are playing with you, and then you get better that way. But, when I sit down to play, like, I got so many other things. I'm getting through my backlog, though. So maybe once I get through my backlog, I'll be able to get some more practice in on Friday 13th. But, no, it's fun. It's a fun game. I wish there wasn't that lawsuit so they could, you know, do more with that game, because I could see there's way more stuff that they could do with Friday the 13th. But I did hear a rumor that Halloween is going to get that treatment, too, which would be fucking awesome. I think that'd be really fucking cool. So, well, anyways, we got to move on.
I want a Nightmare on Elm Street game like
oh,
that.
Oh, that would be really cool too. A nightmare
like, because you could use all dream worlds and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're Freddy, like, you could change into different shit.
Oh, that would be fucking sweet as hell.
I think a Nightmare on Elm Street game would be amazing.
Yeah. Freak Five says we'll be playing tonight if you want to join us. I might. I might get on there.
Maybe I think the best way Friday the 13th movie would work is if it were set up like the Deception series, where you get, like, scores or experience based on, like, how creative your kills are.
They have, like, stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah,
whether or not you set up traps.
Well, look,
and if you deliver a one-liner afterwards.
No, you know what's
in Freddy. You know, he likes to deliver.
Yeah, the Friday the 13th game is really interesting. There's some good ideas in there. They have stuff like that, Eric. Like, if you're Jason, you level up. Like, it's basically an RPG where you can level up certain things. And I don't know. It's just it's very basic.
That's how most shooters are anymore. Yeah, like, you level up stats. Guns and
you're not getting so much stats as you are getting, like, perks that you can, like, equip.
No, it's a fine game. It does need some tuning, and they do tune it. They can't add anything to it because of the lawsuit, but it's a fine game. I don't know, it's good, but let's move on.
Bernie wants you to put it wants Freak to put your next game on Twitch so she can watch and mock you.
Dear Lord. I'll get my ass kicked. I swear I will. All right.
Ooh, you can unlock different kills. Ooh, I like you.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's
not a bad game. Like, if you had a PlayStation break, maybe, you know, we could all play, but you don't have a PlayStation, so, you know.
From a technical standpoint, MXT isn't wrong, but I don't want to play Spark City.
He goes, you know what else is a fine RPG? Spark City. No, don't listen to MXT, everybody. That's the worst advice ever if you listen to MXT. All right, we have you, Eric. Let's go through these reviews.
Wait, you mean they don't have good jobs at Walmart?
No, they do. It's called being the CEO of Walmart. Oh,
okay. Eric, let's go through these reviews rapid fire, please. Let's get through them because you got a bunch.
Since I'm still in the midst of doing my ABCs of film, I had to get to the X at some point, so I couldn't find any good X movies that I hadn't seen that weren't X-Men. So, aside from the last two X-Men are kind of dog shit.
And the next one's going to be dog shit.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Have you seen the trailer? Like, yes. I didn't watch the trailer.
I joke a little bit because I actually liked a little – I thought I like parts of Apocalypse, and I like most of Days of Future Past. But
Days of Future Past was good. I like Days of Future Past.
There are usually good parts in the movies, except for the first Wolverine movie. There are usually good parts in them.
Apocalypse is dog movie, shit.
It's a complete fail. Like Apocalypse, there was the one scene where Quicksilver's running for the Xavier's mansion, saving people. That was a cool ass scene. Didn't make a good fucking movie, though. God damn, Apocalypse was fucking... He looked like that guy from fucking the Power Rangers.
Ivan Ooze.
Yeah, they put like Ivan Ooze.
They probably were going through their old costumes, saw the Ivan Ooze costumes, so let's do this, but let's redesign it a lot better so that it looks like Apocalypse more.
Oh, so it was like the G.I. Joe movie where... Or, I'm sorry, the Street Fighter movie where it was originally like the costumes were originally made for a G.I. Joe movie that never happened.
Yeah. All right, Eric, rapid fire, man. Let's get through these.
But, I ended up watching Triple X and Triple X State of the Union.
Oh boy.
I like the original Triple X.
Original.
Yeah, the original one's fine, but the sequel, not so much.
I never saw the sequel.
Actually, I had a hard time deciding whether or not it was better or worse in some cases because, like, it is campier, and if you're looking for a campy movie, I guess it's okay, but the dialogue is cringeworthy.
Yeah.
That one's starring Ice Cube, right?
And it feels like the acting's all wooden. They're just reading lines, and it's like they're not selling it at all. They're not talking like real people like they do in Triple X with Xander Cage's played by Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
This one's throwing Ice Cube, right?
Yeah, the second one's with Ice Cube.
Yeah, I like Ice Cube. I like his rap. I think he's funny. Like he was okay for Barbershop, but he's a terrible actor.
Barbershop.
But the first movie has special guest appearance by Danny Trejo. Yeah. So that's something.
Friday was a great movie.
He was cast right for Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
But like he's just not like right for a lot of roles. Yeah, he's not like the worst actor. It's just he's not right for a lot of roles.
Yeah.
Anyways, State of Union. Another good part about it was that Samuel L. Jackson actually got to do something. But he has a more active role in the story than just being the. Here, do this mission for me. Yeah. But I'm gonna give Triple X a 6.
Okay, slightly above average.
Give State of the Union a 4.
So slightly above average and slightly below average. I think that's fair, Eric. All right, moving on. What else you got?
Alita Battle Angel. This is a live action and adaptation of a manga which unfortunately was only a 2-episode original video animation that really condensed a lot of the plot points of the first 2 volumes over the course of like 15 minutes because each of them is like 20 minutes long or 25 minutes long.
I think it's one of those animes that I watched when I was younger and completely did not understand at all.
Now
I understand why I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. It's like, all right, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
They super condense it, and the English dub is horrible. It's terrible.
Yeah. Freakbite says it needs to be a Friday and Friday the 13th mashup. I agree.
The OVA is dog shit, and it feels like it's the pilot for like a show that never took off.
Devo because, fighting Jason.
Devo laying Jason out.
Yeah. The actual manga is like 12 volumes, and there's like 3 different manga series, which are all 12 volumes long.
And they condensed it into 2 episodes. That's a great idea.
No, they condensed the first 2 volumes into 2 very short episodes, which they shouldn't have, because this movie is about 2 hours long, and it does a much better job telling you what's going on in the world. Because, like, they actually go ahead of what's actually told to you later in the manga about a little bit about Alita's background. But one thing they did change was they changed Alita's name. Like, originally, the given name that Dr. Ito gives her is Gally, because they don't know her real name, because she has no memory of her past, because she probably survived a really difficult battle, and her memory banks are all fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a cyborg, and she still has a normal human brain, but she probably has a machine in her face controlling her memory somewhere.
I just have one beef with Alita, Battle Angel. Why didn't they cast an Asian actress to play Alita? That's my...
That's why.
I know. Yeah.
And the anime, I think, is stupid. Like, I mean, they want to pay homage to the manga, but I think it doesn't detract from too much, but the reasoning behind that is just dumb. It's like, you could have just made this person look normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
all right. So,
I hope that they plan on doing more movies, and considering how much it's earned already, that's probably likely. But I just wonder if they're only going to stick to the first manga series, or if they're going to go beyond that and do another series of movie later. But if you want to buy the mangas, it's going to cost you about like $150.
Yikes.
Because Kodansha, in their stupidly infinite unwisdom, decided that they do a reprint, but they're only going to do a reprint of the entire series, and it's going to be a hardcover. So that's why it's expensive.
Jesus Christ.
No digital sales anywhere, which is what it really needs. But maybe they'll do that now that the movies have been successful.
Yeah.
But I
didn't think the movie was successful, was it?
Yeah. Overseas more so than here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't really look at the overseas. Yeah. I didn't think it did well here.
Yeah. No, it did. It performed.
I'm giving this movie 8.5.
Yeah, I heard some pretty good things about Alita Battle Angel, but I don't know. That's cool, man. All right.
Also, one thing I will say about Alita Battle Angel, I think the concept behind Alita being a powerful fighter kind of makes me think that Capcom got the idea for Zero from Alita.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe, right. Just maybe. But
all right. What else, Eric?
But, I got How to Train Your Dragon: The Hidden World, the third and the final How to Train Your Dragon movie.
Okay.
It was fun, but it didn't have quite as many good set pieces as the first and second movies, because there was like no dragon on dragon fighting of any kind.
Oh,
but
damn, hell.
I mean, like, basically the whole plot is about saving the dragons from this dragon killer dude.
Yeah.
But but like, it's a good send off to the series.
I really
worth seeing for that.
I really like the How to Train Your Dragon series, man.
Did anybody bother watching the TV show?
I don't know. No, I haven't, and I heard nothing but not so good things about the TV show. So
So it's a basic DreamWorks TV show that's not that great.
Yeah. So what are you giving How to Train Your Dragon: Hidden World, Eric?
It's one of the few things DreamWorks has done right, but like, their TV shows are horrible. I'm gonna give it an 8.5 as well.
All right.
Well, I don't think they invest much in their TV shows, like the Kung Fu Panda. Like, if you had Jack Black in it, I'd be a little more interested.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. I couldn't agree. But although I will say that the voice actor for the TV show of the Panda, Kung Fu Panda, was pretty decent, but he was no Jack Black at all. But Yeah. All right, let's move on. I think Breakman. You have a high escapade for us this week.
Yes, I do.
All right.
USA Today, this story comes from them. They posted a story on the, I guess, the 26th. It was Tuesday. Yeah, the 26th. Mm-hmm. About a guy named Jacob Wall.
Oh, God.
This guy is a 21-year-old internet hoaxer and supporter of President Donald Trump.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. He has claimed, created enormous left-wing
propaganda.
he created a lot of propaganda, I'll just read it because it'll explain it better. On the 26th, Twitter announced that it is permanently suspending Jacob Wall the same day. The internet hoaxer and supporter Donald Trump, as I spoke, Wall disclosed that he claimed were his plans to create enormous left-wing properties, including Facebook and Twitter accounts, before the 2020 presidential election in order to steer left-wing votes in the primaries to what he feel are weaker candidates compared with Trump. Throughout the day, Twitter users have messaged the platform CEO Jack Dorsey demanding that the company take action against Wall. Announcing the suspension, Twitter said in a statement the account is suspended for multiple violations of his Twitter account and or of their Twitter rules. I'm trying to find the some of the shit he did. Wall said when reached by USA Today that he's never created a false or misleading shit. Not what I want. Yeah. Among the accounts that were suspended was the Surefire Intelligent, Wall's operation that played a central role in his scheme to disgrace special counsel Robert Mueller in the days before the midterm elections. Wall said that he was not a former teenage hedge fund trader who left the financial industry following allegations of fraud. Wall is known for deceptive pro-Trump schemes and campaigns that go viral, not always in the way he likely intended. Wall told USA Today that in his convoluted attempt to discredit Trump nemesis Mueller with allegations of sexual misconduct, he created a false identity and used it to email reporters at several news outlets. A woman Wall identified to reporters as an alleged victim of Mueller told USA Today that Wall has deceived her with false identity.
Yeah.
Wall was regularly used Twitter to spread baseless claims such as a Supreme Court Justice race Ruth Bader Ginsburg was secretly in a dead or vegetative state, and or that Somali American representative Ilhan Omar married her brother.
That was a bad one. Yeah.
Yeah, he took credit for a widely disseminated false claim last month that Senator Kamala Harris was ineligible for election because she had immigrant parents and spent part of her childhood in Canada. In discussing his role in spreading disinformation, Wall said the accuracy of the claim is not important. All that matters is how far it reaches and how many people believe it. The believability stuck at about 15% to 18% by my measurement, according to him, which is scary. But I already ruined the joke. The joke is, though, they on the 26th, the morning of the 26th, they posted a story about this guy. And by the evening of the 26th, Twitter banned him.
Yeah. I have my
which
own.
Which is fucking hilarious. But if I'd not ruined the joke. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You didn't ruin it.
It's supposed
to
be funny, but yeah, I got lost in the details and everything. I'm sorry.
No, right? It's all good, man. I'm glad you brought this up because I actually got suspended from Twitter for 12 hours for tweeting that I hope the president gets pancreatic cancer.
That's why. You can't wish anybody dead.
No. I didn't wish anybody dead. I just wish that he got pancreatic cancer. He was on fucking TV spewing shit about Harry Reid, who I have no real love for, but is on his fucking deathbed because of fucking pancreatic cancer. And you can't just – I mean, look, if someone can do that and get away with it, why can't – I didn't say somebody get a gun. You know what I mean? I didn't say anything like that.
I get it, but still, like – just wishing anybody had cancer.
I don't care. I really don't care.
I know he's the worst human being ever, but we can't wish somebody kicks his ass.
Absolutely,
or
you can. You know why?
No.
You can wish it.
Deadly virus.
Listen, Drake.
We can't wish that somebody goes to his house while he's sleeping and shoves a sock into his mouth.
Oh, we can.
Hits him across the face 500 times.
Yeah, you know why we can?
Cuts his dick off. Like, we can't say stuff like this, Frank.
Yes,
like, what is wrong with you?
Hold on.
I can't believe you're talking about cutting the president's dick off.
How dare you? How dare you?
I can't believe you're talking
about that. Look, let me tell you why we can, Breakman, because this is the United States of America, right?
No, but honestly, you can't threaten somebody's life.
I didn't threaten anybody. I have never threatened anybody.
Yeah, but
anybody.
when you get cancer, there's a low chance that you actually can get rid of the cancer.
No, hold on. I have never, ever – let me get this very, very clear to everybody. I have never threatened anybody with bodily harm.
I know, but some people can perceive that as a threat.
No, they can perceive it all they want. So now
they might perceive what I said as a threat.
Hold on.
Like, that was not a threat. I said I would not condone anything like that.
Let me be very, very clear on this shit, okay? Thought crimes are not crimes, all right?
I don't think they should be, but
my thoughts are my own.
At the same time, like, there are people. You're allowed to your own thoughts, but when you say things like out loud, like some people have to pay attention.
No.
If we don't
look,
right now, there'd be a lot messed.
Let me tell you. Okay, hold on. Let me make a point.
I'm sorry, Frank.
That's okay.
I'm rambling.
Look, here's the thing. I never wish anybody I would never personally go and stick a cancer pill down somebody's throat, you know, right? But it's okay for me to think that I hope that person, like this Jacob Wall guy, I could care less if he walked out into the street and got hit by a bus, right? That's not me saying I'm going to get a bus and go run this guy over. I'm not saying that, but
I wasn't trying to make you so defensive.
I'm not defensive. I'm just saying, like,
hey,
it's stupid.
You sound defensive.
It's stupid.
I'm sorry.
No, hold on. It's stupid to.
No, like, I feel like I've hurt your feelings.
No.
Like,
you're just interrupting him on purpose.
Look,
all right, I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
I'll mute myself. You're right.
Here's the thing. If I wish something, that has no bearing on anything in the world. Right, you can wish till you're blue in the face that someone dies, or you know someone gets rich or what. It doesn't mean it's gonna fucking happen. So why did I get suspended? Ask yourself that. Why did I get suspended on Twitter, even if it was for a measly 12 hours, which I did? And here's another bullshit thing about Twitter: you cannot fucking dispute it. I tried. And every time I went to try to dispute it, it just brought me back to the point where it says, do you want to take down your tweet and we can start the timer? So they don't give you a chance to dispute anything. I would definitely dispute this fucking bullshit, right? You should never get in trouble for the way that you feel or your feelings about a matter.
What you should have said instead of cancer, you should have said, I should wish Dragon Age 2 on you.
There you go.
Or
that's
E.T.
Yeah.
Yeah, wish E.T.
No, Donald but Trump. I don't understand it. Like, I could wish.
Wish that he gets stuck in the pits like E.T.
Look,
and he never gets out.
The last
I
checked.
We won't get in trouble for this episode.
We won't.
Twitch, we're joking around. We are not seriously threatening anybody.
No,
at all.
I never have.
I know. I'm putting a disclaimer. Yeah. I'm begging Twitch for. Please
forgive us. No. Look, here's the thing. Like,
we're going to say more worse shit. Shut up. Leave us alone.
Look, put it on my shoulders. I'm the one that always says these type of things, and I could care less. Like, the last I checked, Aladdin wasn't real, right? There's no genie in the lamp that's going to fucking grant wishes all the fucking sudden. So if you.
And can I just say real quick, everybody fuck off on their criticism of Will Smith and blue makeup. But go on.
No, I'm just saying, like there's no, like, you should never get in trouble for wishing or hoping anything, whether it's good or bad. You know, what if I had said, oh, I hope Donald Trump gets out of debt sometime soon. Would that get me fucking banned? You know, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Like, why? And then you got other people.
I bet
hold on.
It was because people complained.
I agree with you. Somebody complained. It had to have been.
To be fair about people complaining about blue-painted-faced Will Smith, I think people are more upset with the fact that Genie the first time was made blue just to get around the fact that he probably should have been black.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
I think it's people just like don't like Will Smith.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, I think it's ridiculous. I like Will Smith quite a bit.
I do too. I like Will Smith too. But
Will Smith is one of my.
Let me contrast.
He might be a silly Scientologist, but he's not a bad actor.
He's not a Scientologist.
Let me.
That was some rumor that was spread. I don't know how that happened. He's not a Scientologist.
Let me contrast what I said.
But it sounds fucking
Eric,
weird, though.
Hold on. Freak
says blue face offends me.
Look, here, let me contrast what I did, right? I said I hope. I didn't say I'm going to give, you know, cancer to Trump or anything like that. Let me contrast that with what Marco Rubio did on Twitter. He fucking posted a snuff picture on fucking Twitter, and he still has his account.
MXC says Carlton was a star. It was never Will.
That's actually true, though. Like, Carlton's one of my absolute favorite television characters. Right. Like, he was just – in the first season, like, he was just, like, the kind of stuck up, like, the stiff kind of
rich
guy.
Kid.
But, yeah, but in the second season, he kind of became, like, this, like, super geek. Like, he became the stupid sidekick, but he wasn't stupid.
Carlton.
He was a dork.
He's everything that Urkel probably should have been.
Carlton invented Fortnite, MXT says. So let me just circle around.
His dance, for instance, like that was kind of like the symbol of Carlton. Like this guy is like the biggest dork ever, and he's happy about it.
Yeah. So let me – I just want to ask you guys this one question because this kind of goes into my stinkle with your heiscapade about Wall getting fucking banned because he's an idiot.
One day. That's all it took is one day.
Yeah, one day and the guy was – but here's the thing. And he sucks, by the way. Jacob Wall's a piece of shit. But you know who else is a piece of shit? Marco Rubio. So what's worse, I ask you guys, me hoping or wishing something bad on somebody, which does not mean that I personally am going to carry out anything, or somebody like Marco Rubio who posts a snuff pic online on for everybody to see, and he gets away with it, yet I get suspended. I got suspended, and he's still fucking spouting off dumb bullshit about dictators that he should really not do. All right.
And that's a Nazi pansering fucks at Twitter for you.
Yeah. Nazi Twitter. That's what I call it for sure. Mm. So, you know.
If we're talking about dictators, we can talk about my stinko.
Let's get right into it because.
Is that your stinko, by the way?
It was part, but let.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're stinko.
I talked, what was it, last year sometime, about a guy named Otto Warmbier. He went to North Korea, and he stole something. Like, he was definitely in the wrong. But what happened to him was he was arrested for it and thrown into North Korean jail, where he was there for multiple years, and apparently he was tortured and abused. And he was sent back to America almost brain dead, where he died within hours of being here, you know.
Yeah.
So it's widely known, you know, after they gave an autopsy of him and such like that, it's widely believed that he was given like electric shock treatment type stuff.
Yeah.
By experts, like not me making shit up. Like I could just speculate, but no, what I was reading was experts saying they believe he was given electric shock treatment that gave him some sort of brain damage. That's what killed him. Well, Trump got the family on television. You know, I'm sure everybody saw about the warm beers, and he paraded them around and talked about how horrible North Korea is and stuff like that. Well, then I'm sorry, what's his name again?
Warm beer?
Permert. I'm sorry.
Permert.
He goes to North Korea again to placate this little fucking piece of shit monster motherfucking Maybe the worst person in the world right now. Basically, he wants to be Hitler.
Yeah. Would you care if he got ran over by a bus, brakeman, by chance?
Why would you wish that somebody would shoot that son of a bitch because he's a piece of shit?
Right.
Or that his people would revolt up. Why would you wish that his people would revolt up against him and that they would cut his head off and parade it around on a fork?
Right.
Because they finally wised up that they are being manipulated and ruled by this evil little piece of shit.
Right.
And then piss on his dead corpse and take a shit on it, and when they bury him, like shit in the grave with him. So what I mean? Like, it's like cat litter.
That's
like,
exactly my point, Breakman. But yes, continue.
So I wouldn't do that because that's just gross and antisocial and it could lead to insanity, but if other people wanted to do that, I wouldn't stop them.
Right.
Frank, why would you say things like this again? Like, that's what got you in trouble in first. Thanks.
Right. So,
anyway, little asshole, our fat asshole, went there and, you know, having another meeting with this guy and put him again on the national stage, which is what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving him the star power and stuff, and like it's going over huge in their North Korean papers, of course, and their allies and stuff like that by going over there. And he specifically asked the little midget piece of shit. God, I don't want to say midget. That's horrible.
How dare you disparage the little people of this country?
Call him a roach.
Okay. Oh, he's a tiny little roach.
There you go.
Frank Jun II says freak. Wow.
How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
So he apparently talked to him about Otto Warmbier, the American who was from Cincinnati, which I've said many times is my city. So just makes it kind of a personal thing, you know, like this is a local kid that was murdered.
Yeah.
You know, when asked about him by the reporters, Trump said that, well, that little dictator who hates America and wants to nuke America and talks about that kind of stuff all the time says he didn't know that he had an American captive and that he was tortured.
He's so full of shit, man. That guy knows everything.
Well, I mean, that's not what Trump said, but I'm adding the truth to what he said.
Yeah, no, I know.
So he told me that he didn't know. So I have to take him at his word.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Why not? I mean, you know, you've got doctors here saying that he was tortured and, you know, had brain damage from what they did. But...
And later he said that, no, I agree. He was tortured by North Koreans, but the North Korean leader didn't know.
Oh, he's
right.
So
North Korean leader who hates America and constantly talks about killing Americans doesn't know that he has a fucking American captive.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's
you have to suspend this fucking belief, you know?
Well, look, he did the same.
He ordered the torturing. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, he
just
did.
He ordered so many torturings that he can't remember which ones.
That's a possibility too, but
I guarantee American, like
he would know.
Reveled in it. Like that was like a big victory for him
I was trying to pull a dictator bison from Street Fighter where it was only Tuesday.
No, Breakman, it's like what happened with Khashoggi. I mean, Trump has this thing where he likes people of power. He like Duterte. Duterte in the Philippines. Duterte in the Philippines is probably just as evil as Kim Jong-un. He's just not as high profile. He kills people for using drugs, right? So if I lived in the Philippines and I smoked weed, Duterte would be just fine with his police force taking a gun and shooting me in the head. And that's uncalled for. I don't care if you're on fucking crack or cocaine or any other fucking drug. Like getting shot for taking drugs is not the way to solve the fucking problem.
So if I take penicillin, I'm like a goner there.
You could. I mean, Duterte is a fucking strong arm dictator.
So everybody there is an astropath then?
I don't know. I have no idea. Like
it's like what they consider illegal drugs, like marijuana and such.
Yeah,
like
marijuana and heroin, cocaine, stuff like that. Which, by the way, how could you have nothing but sympathy for a person that's hooked to cocaine or heroin? You know, whether they're good or bad, Like, they're hooked on it.
Yeah,
they need
they're suffering.
They're suffering. That's right. So, I don't know, man.
Well, they're not sharing. They're dick. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you, Brake, man. He's if ever there's a reason that we really need him out of office is because he's desperate to become a despot. And he's I keep saying it, but there are things that he can hedge towards that could make him in the ilk of Kim Jong-un or Duterte or Putin or even the guy from China, Xi, who just declared himself president for life. Like, I know that we have short circuits in our system that are supposed to stop that, but to this point, we haven't short-circuited shit. So, and if we're relying on Republicans to come around at some point, all you have to do is look at the fucking Cohen hearings to hear that. I mean, Cohen made
embarrassment.
Yeah, Cohen made a very, very good point.
I knew how it was going to go.
Yeah,
like,
no,
anybody who was pro-Trump was going to be pro-Trump no matter what, and anybody who was anti-Trump is going to be anti-Trump no matter what.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, I was listening to that Cohen shit.
At this point, so many everybody's like, you know. Yeah.
I was listening
in their camp, like yeah. No or yep. Yes. Yep. You know?
I was listening to Michael Cohen say something. He made a very good point. He's like, "Look, I'm here on my own recognizance, and I'm making these points because I was doing the same exact thing that you Republicans are doing right now, right? I mean, they had all they were defending Trump left and right. He's like, I've been in your position for 10 years. I defended this guy, and I know what the effect he has on people." So he made a very good, poignant point. And if anybody took anything away from that hearing, I hope they listened to that point. You know, that the Republicans are doing the same exact thing that Michael Cohen had done for 10 fucking years, defending somebody that doesn't need defending. He needs the opposite of defending. He needs accountability. And there is none on that side. And I wish that the Democrats owned the Senate as well. Because then they could really think about impeachment and getting the motherfucker out of fucking office. He's so worthless in so many different ways and corrupt. And this country needs something different. But anything else on your permert, Breakman?
No. Hopefully these investigations turn up. Every day we hear more and more about like what his people knew and stuff like that. And it sounds more and more like his sons are going to be in a shit.
Yeah, and Ivanka.
I mean, if he manages to get out of it, I don't think his sons are.
Yeah, well, pardons are always in the background. I mean, as soon as Don Jr. I think that's the reason why Mueller hasn't indicted Jr. because he knows as soon as he does, here comes the pardon. So he's trying to farm out shit left and right to the state so that there is no pardon. So that's very smart on Mueller's part. By the way, there's no real Russian collusion. I got the sense of that very well during the hearings yesterday. There's no Russian collusion, but there is a lot of shady other shit that needs to be looked at. Let me go and do mine real quickly. I'm gonna kind of piggyback off yours, Breakman.
I get the idea with the way Trump runs things is he doesn't tell everybody everything. So even though Trump doesn't know, or I mean, even though Cohen didn't see anything. I don't think that was a guarantee that there wasn't.
I don't think there was.
Because I get the idea like Trump compartmentalizes with stuff, you know?
No, he's not that smart.
He's not smart, but he's...
He's not smart enough to do that,
Breakman. He's a con man, you know? Con men know how to talk. They know how to ooze people.
I know.
They remember things.
You're giving him way too much
credit. They remember what people need to... They remember what to tell who.
No, I disagree. Just look at how Trump has implicated himself over and over to the media, Breakman. He cannot keep his mouth shut.
And so far, what's come of it, though?
Nothing, because the
exactly. That's my point.
No, I agree with you 100%. Nothing's going to happen to Trump. He's going to serve out this term. There's no question in my mind. It's up to us to fucking vote his fucking ass out.
I know. Everybody. We definitely. I don't care who the other. Don't get me wrong at all. I absolutely care, but I'm saying whoever it is, I'm going to have to vote for him because he's got to go.
Yeah.
Trump
got
to go.
I agree with you, but that brings me to something that I'm going to also talk about in my stinko. And it's idiot Democratic voters and ageism, right? You know, some of the shit that I was, I mean, these are normally rational people that I talk to on Twitter. You know what the reasons why they won't vote for Bernie? They're waiting to see who his VP pick is because he's too fucking old, is what they said. And I'm like, you're hedging. Okay, first of all, nobody has an expiration date on their head, right? Nobody. So I don't know when Bernie's going to die, and I'm not going to base my vote on when I think Bernie is going to fucking die or his who his VP is, and nor should anybody fucking else. You know what you should be thinking about? The platform, not the platitudes, the fucking platform that these people, and the only person, and to this point, the only person that has a platform worth voting for is Bernie Sanders. Nobody else has a platform. Elizabeth Warren comes close, but she's backed off a lot of fucking things, all right? Bernie wants Medicare for all, and the whole thing about who's going to pay for it is fucking bullshit. Anybody that tells you, like Nancy Pelosi, who's going to pay for that, just dismiss them. I just throw them out the – get them out of your fucking mind. Anybody who says we can't pay for it, fuck that. We can pay for it and we will pay for it. But and it'll actually save us money in the long term and short term. So I go with things like $15 minimum wage, which the federal minimum wage right now is $7.25. You know how much that is a year? That's about $20,000 a year. If you can make an honest living with $20,000 a year, that more power to you, but it shouldn't be for anybody for any term. I got talked down to and was told that's just for McDonald's wages, you know, people that work at McDonald's. You know what I wouldn't do for $15 a fucking hour right now? $15 an hour is not, you know, that's $28,000 a year. I think, or maybe 30. You think it's easy to live on $28,000 a year, $30,000 a year? You got another thing coming. $15 an hour is not out of the realm of possibility. Amazon just raised their minimum wage to $15 an hour, and everybody else should too. Free college for all. The only way that we're going to get ahead of other people in different countries, because we're not the number one country in the world right now. There's several other countries that are miles ahead of us when it comes to renewable energy and technology and education. The only way that we're going to get up there is if we start making people smarter. The way to do that is make college for free, right? Nobody else is talking about these things, right? Warren says, you know, she's looking at different options for Medicare for all and blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying is, vote. I'm not even saying vote for Bernie. If there's somebody else that comes up with a better platform, which nobody has a platform to stand on right now, they just have empty words and platitudes. I'm saying if someone comes up with a great platform that you enjoy, and it's not just all fucking mealy mouth platitudes, vote for that person. For me, that person is Bernie Sanders, age be damned, right? I'm not worried about who his vice president pick is. I'm not worried about his fucking age, and nobody else should be worrying about his age, because the last I checked, you know, on Bernie's forehead, it didn't say that Bernie's going to expire in 4 years, 8 years, 10 years. So, you know, if you're worried about that, you got another thing coming. And that clearly to me is ageism. If you're not going to vote somebody based purely on their fucking age, look at the platform, not the platitudes. That's what I'm saying.
I'd be ageist about voting.
I'm not.
Ever. Not about like somebody who's older, but somebody who's younger.
That's why they have a 35-year-old, which I think
should... I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, if there's, say, somebody who's 18 running for president, I would not vote for him.
I agree, and that's why the rule is you have to be 35.
It doesn't matter if he was fucking Mozart smart, you know?
Right, and that's what they tried to throw in my face, and I said, well, look, I wouldn't vote for somebody that's 14 or 18 either, but that's why the age to start is 35. I wouldn't mind them dropping it to maybe 25. I think I'd be okay with that. 25 or 30.
I don't know. Like 25 is just when the brain is finally about right. 30, I'd say 30. 30, maybe.
30 sounds reasonable to me. I agree with you, Breakman. But somebody like, I would vote in an instance for somebody like Ocasio-Cortez. If you look at what she did in that hearing yesterday, she made the old white guys on the Republican side look like pieces of shit because she was straight to the point. She gave other avenues of places to look for crimes that nobody was thinking about. The same thing with Ro Khanna. Ro Khanna did the same. Ro Khanna, Rashida Tlaib, and Ocasio-Cortez did the best job, in my opinion, yesterday. And those are you know, especially in the case of Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib, those are freshman fucking, you know, late 20 people thinking ahead of the game. I would vote for AOC this time around in 2020 if she was old enough, but she's not. I think she's 29. But that's what I'm saying, like 30 years old, I'd be okay with that. But right now it's 35, and I don't think there should be a cap. I think you should have a mental capacity test, which nobody in their right mind can tell me that Bernie Sanders isn't sharp as a fucking tack right now.
Not just that. I think we should see their school records.
Absolutely.
I think we should see totally. Their taxes.
Yep, absolutely.
Their medical exams.
Yes.
Like, whoever's running for president is going to be in charge. Like, we need to know.
Absolutely. I'd have no problem with that.
As opposed to what it is right now, which is just a fucking popularity contest.
Frank would suck Trump's dick for $15 an hour. No, I'm not that desperate, man. Says Bernie is dirt old. Frank is universe old. That's the truth. There's a porn. Vote for MXT. MXT says there's a porn with a Sarah Palin lookalike. I'm waiting for the AOC lookalike porn. There's no question. AOC is very attractive. She's an attractive woman, no question. But she's the future. In 2028?
Well, she is the future, if only because she's literally the only youngest member.
Yeah. In 2028, right now. I tell you what, in 2028.
There's literally no one else but old people.
Rashida Tlaib is in her late 20s, I believe.
Other than her.
Ilhan Omar, Ohar Ilhan is, I believe, in her late 20s. Ro Khanna's in his mid-30s. There's a good chunk of, you know, younger people that are getting into Congress that makes me very, very happy. And also women and people of color. I mean, if you look at the people in the House, you look at the Republican side of things, it's 95% old white guys. And I think 5% older white women. I don't think there's any person of color in the House on the Republican side at all, which that's a red flag to me. Like when you refuse to diversify, that says a lot about your party. And then if you look on the Democratic side, other than the piece of shit Democratic corporate Democrats, which is most of them, at least you have some representation there. And AOC is a champion of that. She's going, you know what she was doing yesterday? She was on the phones not to get donor money, which, you know, Brakeman and I talk about that shit all the time. She was on there to call her.
Yeah, apparently they spend a lot of their day on phones.
If you don't have money. Yeah, if you don't have to rely on that,
why can't I get money out?
She made a good point. When you're not on the phone trying to phone bank for donations, then
still even got to my stinkos yet, and we're almost done.
Eric,
it is late.
It is late, but I have something I'm saying here.
Yeah, this is his show.
No, this is everybody's show. But
no, this is Frank being wound up.
Yeah, no. But look. She was on the phone calling constituents, is what I was saying, with their concerns. That's what Congress people should be doing, calling their constituents, not fucking donors. That's my point. All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
I got two. They're semi-related. But Twitter put out a new policy recently that seeks to seriously cut down on the child porn problem on Twitter. But the problem
is what? There's a
yeah.
There's on Twitter?
I didn't know that. That's weird.
I had no idea.
They've had historically bad problem with trying to manage it. But The problem is they've conflated child pornography with cartoons and like just basic pictures of non-pornography images of like, you know, lolis and stuff like that. So lots of people you basically can't post a picture of a little kid anymore. Like if someone on that's running Twitter just decides to like be offended by it or something, you'll get flagged. But that's gonna affect people who are just doing basic artwork and trying to make a living.
Yeah.
And conflating like child porn with like fictional cartoons and stuff like that is stupid.
Yeah, I agree, man. No question.
But on that note, THQ Nordic had a social media meltdown.
Yeah.
Where basically they decided to hold an Ask Me Anything forum on 8chan, which is a place notorious for child pornography.
Why didn't they do it on like fucking Reddit, like everybody else, man? It's so stupid.
They had somebody there had to have known, but like since the debacle has happened, they've basically remained silent. So, why haven't they been held accountable yet, and why haven't they said anything?
Because they know they're wrong, and they don't know what to say. Maybe that. I mean, 8chan is fucking horrific, man. How that got past anybody over at THQ Nordic?
8chan was born from the dark underbelly of 4chan, by the way.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. It's so weird. Yeah, there's no excuse for it. 8chan is not the place to hold an open forum. They should have did it on. Fuck, not even Reddit 4chan. Reddit would have been the or Twitter. Reddit, Twitter, fucking Facebook, something.
Facebook.
Jesus YouTube. Christ.
Do like a YouTube stream, Twitch stream?
Yes,
I don't know.
A Twitch stream, a YouTube stream like we do? Like, seriously?
No, let's go to the one place that we shouldn't go.
Yeah, it's so dumb. I never understood it, but
it was the head of PR that did this.
We need to get some answers from THQ because I think that's a bad look on the gaming community as a whole. So, you know, I agree with you, Eric. It's ridiculous. 8chan. Fucking 8chan.
I don't know if I want to support this company, and I don't think I'll buy Darksiders 3 new.
I agree.
I don't want to give them my money.
I agree. I don't want to give them money for that reason too. They have to come out with a statement and say, you know what, we are wrong. If they did that, then you know we're very forgiving people. We can, you know,
Darksiders coming out on Switch, like in a few months.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Sweetos. Eric, I didn't see that you had one. Breakman, you have a Sweeto.
Oh, my sweeto. I'm just get to it real quickly. TV show Gotham, which is the prequel Batman series, which they're going to give us like 10 minutes of Batman when the show ends. This is the final season. Yeah. But what they're doing this season is they're just finding any way they can to give us as many Batman rogues as they can. And the last episode, they gave us Jane Doe, whose fucking name I couldn't remember until she said, and like, Jane Doe. I'm like, ah, god damn it. Fucking why can't I remember Jane Doe? I think their version of Killer Croc, which I thought was weak. But the one that I was, like, completely shocked that they – because they said when they're going to do this that they aren't going to be able to give us every villain.
Mm-hmm.
And they've given us a lot of villains over the years.
Scarecrow?
Scarecrow is like one of the main character villain. Yeah. No, well, I should say a sub main character. Like he shows up every once in a while. He's not like the Penguin or Riddler who are everyday characters.
Yeah.
But they've shown a lot of characters.
Are they gonna give us King Tut though?
I'm waiting for King Tut. I'm hoping they're gonna give us King Tut.
All they have to do is make him actually threatening.
I'm hoping King Tut. I'm hoping Humpty Dumpty.
Yes,
I'm hoping for these really obscure ones. Yeah. Anarchy. Like, I'm hoping for some of these other ones. But one of the ones I thought for sure they would
Calendar Man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Calendar Man. Yeah, I think they actually hinted that he's going to be in it.
Yeah,
I think they've been hints about Calendar Man, but the one of the characters I thought they'd never do and that they absolutely couldn't do was Scarface.
Oh, Scarface! Yeah.
Last night's episode of Gotham, had fucking Scarface.
Wow, they did
it. They had him in a, it was a throwaway story, but it was fucking, it was still Scarface. Like, I'm like, oh my god, they brought the, they've got the fucking dummy. Like, holy fuck.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, like,
can you watch, Gotham on Netflix?
Yes, I believe you can. I believe you can.
Like the other seasons.
I believe you can.
Yeah, I think like they've got the probably on Netflix. They've got all but probably this season, yeah. And this is a season where they're just like going all in with the villains. But they've had other obscure villains before. Like they've done like Tweedledee and Tweedledum, for instance.
Yeah,
like really obscure villains. They did Pig, but they didn't have Toad. They had Professor Pig, but no Toad.
Mm.
I'm guessing Toad's just one of those characters they can't do. And I'm only guessing that it was Killer Croc in this last episode because they never actually named him.
Mm.
So hopefully there will be a mother version of Killer, a better version. But, I mean, he was eating people, so I'm thinking it was Killer Croc.
Mad Hatter.
They've done – the Mad Hatter's really well – one of the, a really well-done villain.
Yeah.
Like, the villains of the show are what make it. I mean – they've done a really good job with them. The Penguin, the Riddler, I think they're really great.
I remember in Batman the Animated Series, they didn't do King Tut, but they did do guy who thought he was Zeus instead.
Yeah. Right, Freak right, 5 says, right. I'm hoping AOC is evidence of younger voters start voting more. 18-25-year-old need to vote more. I agree. The ones who live with the results, not the old fuckers, who will be dead in 20 years. I agree. Gotham's fucking amazing. Hoping there's a Batman spinoff after Gotham ends. That was great. Yeah, some of the seasons are on Netflix. And he says Mad Hatter, which we just discussed.
Yeah. Like Mrs. Brickman was like, who is it? Who is it? And I'm like, she steals people's identities. Fuck, I can't remember her goddamn name.
Yeah, Jane Doe. Yeah.
I know. Like the fucking the most basic of names I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember the like because they've been throwing me so many like villains ass. They had Magpie in another episode. I couldn't remember her name either. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's an awesome sweet old man.
Did they do Poison Ivy at all yet?
Oh, she's one of the like Scarecrow. She's one of those characters that's prominent, but she's not an everyday villain. But yes, she's one of the Poison Ivy's one of the more, I guess, second tier villains.
Catwoman
is like she's like one of the main. Catwoman's one of the main characters, I'd say. Mm-hmm. She's not in every episode, but not everybody is in every episode.
Yeah.
Like, Catwoman, she's still a teenager like Bruce, and they're like, there's the back and forth, won't they end up together type thing.
Yeah. All right. Quickly, my sweet old Mom 2's
up. I do have one problem, though, is that they so far have not been able to call – because of fucking Sony and I don't know if it's Sony's fault, but because of rights and the Joker, they haven't been able to call the one character who is obviously the Joker. They haven't been able to call him the Joker. Although I have heard –
So what are they going to do, call him the Red Hood for a while?
No. Well, Red Hood's a good guy.
Yeah, he's that's Grayson, isn't it? Red Hood?
It's not Grayson.
No,
Todd. It's one of the
other.
Jason Todd.
Todd, yeah. Grayson's Nightwing.
Yeah, I'm
but,
sorry.
But I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
Balls.
Balls? I was talking about balls?
I don't know.
I'm talking about balls? You were talking about balls. Lie to me!
I don't know.
I'm just saying all the characters they've thrown in there is just really great.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
Poison
Ivy has been around since the beginning.
Didn't know where Red Hood was in the story because I knew that he used to be a villain. So.
I don't know if they're gonna put him in there. Like I said, they can't do everyone. I'm wondering if Black Mask is gonna show up. We know Bane's gonna show up. There's an episode titled Bane.
Yeah.
So we know that, yeah.
I was just saying, you know.
I mean, but I was talking about the Joker. He's going by the character's name, basically. Just Jerome Valesco is his name, so it's just Jerome Valesco. Mm-hmm. But he was one guy they killed, and then they brought him back as another type of Joker. And then I've heard rumors, or I read rumors that they are for the final episode going to finally. Oh, they had the Red Hood? I don't remember the Red Hood. They did?
Mm.
He said they did. Okay, I believe you. I don't remember that. But they said for the final episode, Jeremiah, what did I call him? I said Jeremiah Valesco, right?
I think that's what you said. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. I said Jerome. That's right. Jerome was the first one. Jeremiah is who he is now. Like, that's right. And so it's twin. Like, it was a whole convoluted story. Like, just to make different types of Jokers. Like, I loved the first Joker they had was the insane, over the top Joker. Like, I love that version of him. Anyway, the rumors are saying that for the last episode, they're going to be able to call him the Joker.
It has the Clock King showed up as a villain.
Yes. Well, no. I'm sorry. I was thinking of another show. The Clock King is in another show. Has he? I don't remember him on this one. He showed up in Arrow. He was on Arrow. Mm-hmm. Maybe Freak remembers. I don't remember that. And they finally confirmed one character's pregnant with Batgirl. Stuff like that. Like they've really gone into the last season, like leaning heavily into the mythology.
Yeah.
And this show's been batshit crazy about everything.
That's good.
About like how they've done the Batman mythology. Like there's some episodes over the years I've fucking hated like so much because it's like, what are you doing with Batman, you fuckers?
Yeah.
But like this season's just fucking, I love it. Like let's just give you every rogue we can.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. All right.
He doesn't remember.
Yeah. My
need to do Condiment King.
Condiment King, Jesus.
Batmite. Maybe he'll show up. I was going to say, but they've set it up kind of that there will be another version of the Joker. So
that's cool.
Jeremiah Valesco. Like I said, I'm hoping that's going to be the Joker officially.
Yeah. All right. Maya Sweeter, real quick, Bomb 2 did get out of the hospital, but, still got a long road, but it's encouraging. So
that's great. Being out of the hospital alone is good news.
Yeah, it is good news. I mean, just being in your own bed is like huge, So,
yes.
I hope the best for Mom 2. So. Hottest Catwoman is still Julie Newmar. I think I would agree with that.
I prefer Michelle Pfeiffer.
I prefer Halle Berry. I know the movie sucked, but Halle Berry is hot as hell. But anyway.
She is, but I disqualify her for being a shitty movie.
Yeah, it was a shitty movie.
Sharon Stone was also in that movie. That movie was still shit.
Boobs should never, ever be disqualified, Break Man. All right, real quickly, I'm going to go around the table. Do you believe the Earth is flat, Eric?
No, it's not even round. It's spherical.
Yeah. What about you?
That's round, spherical, but people think it's a perfect circle, which it isn't.
It's not, but no. Is it flat? That's the question, because there's a lot of
people. It's a lumpy circle.
It's a lumpy circle, exactly.
There's a lot of people that believe that.
It's a Katamari. The Earth is Katamari.
Katamari,
Obviously it isn't. If you think about like mountains and stuff like that, if it was just like a perfect circle, the whole fucking planet would be like flat surface everywhere.
Well, here's the theory. Like,
But if you're asking if the planet's flat, I mean, yes. Why are you fucking?
Are you high?
No,
is this like that scene from Revenge of the Nerds 2 where they're like maybe cats, dog,
no.
And maybe dog is spelled cat? Is this what's going on now, Frank?
No, what's going on?
If somebody else asked me that, I'd probably give them the answer. Are you talking about where we're standing? Because
No, I just brought it up. Because on Twitter, I'm not high yet, Freak 5. Yeah, you got to give me a little bit of credit here. And Bridget knows this. Bernie knows this. I never smoke the show.
We want you to do that.
I never do.
Oh, wait. Actually, you know what? Come to think of it, April's coming up. What's that? 4/20.
Yep.
Let me 4/20. See here. It's on a Saturday. I was gonna say like if it's on a Friday, you have to do it.
Nope, I can't, man. I just can't.
What the flat earthers should do is they should go talk to the people of Discworld to find out their planet's actually a giant turtle.
No.
No. Like they're too busy because in their spare time they're looking for Bigfoot.
No, here's the deal. First of all, we need more cowbell. That's what we need.
I knocked it over on accident.
Second of all, no.
So wait. What if we can't find? What if we can't find Bigfoot? Because the planet is Bigfoot.
No, here's the thing. I want to explain real quickly why I brought this up. I've been seeing a lot of flat earthers on Twitter for whatever fucking reason.
Spread that rumor.
But there are people that actually believe that the Earth is flat, and then if you try to say, well, we can take planes, and you know, how do you explain that there's no edge? You know, because
about it, who was that athlete that said that recently?
Yes, said that. I think it might have been Chris Paul, basketball player.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was basketball or football.
I don't want to say for sure.
An athlete that said it was flat, and he's like, "Oh, I was just kidding."
Yeah,
like, we heard. What
maybe
you said.
It was
you
Steph Curry. It could have been Steph Curry, but anyways. The Earth is not flat.
I don't think Steph Curry would say that.
You never know.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, he does support.
I have no idea what he was.
He supports the Panthers, so I mean, that's got to tell you what. But anyways, so the theory is.
Oh yeah, that's right. Just rolls on the back of four elephants, but I think there is a turtle involved somewhere.
Yeah, hang on, Eric.
Who are standing on the back of the turtle? Oh, yeah.
So
right.
here's the theory: the Earth is flat.
Then standing
right?
on the back of Bigfoot.
But then you know someone can easily debunk that by saying yes, we can get in a plane and we can go to Japan. Right, that's pretty much you know would make that theory. But you know what they say that happens when you're in a plane? That the plane is equipped with video on the windows, so it seems like you don't get to the edge and you just get. I mean, it's so stupid. Like it's so dumb. If you look into flat earther conspiracy shit, like it gets batshit fucking crazy, man. It really is.
If there was an actual edge of the world, I think it would just lead to a black hole.
Yeah. No, yeah.
With them, I think those people are more, like, they're like the Bigfoot people. Like, if you want to go ahead and believe it, go like, nobody else believes you, go ahead and do your thing. Like, they're not as dangerous as, say, like, the anti-vax people.
No, I totally agree, but
same time, it's probably the same group of fucking people.
It's the same group I was just about ready to say. Like, there's no real danger in believing that the Earth is flat.
The anti-vax on the weekends. Or they I mean, I'm sorry, the anti-vax, and then, like, on the weekends, they look for Bigfoot, and during the week, on their off time, they try and prove that the Earth is flat. And then they go to do their day jobs. I don't know what their day jobs
are. Yeah, I'd like, if you're a flat earther, I'd love for you to get on the show. Just, you know, contact us on Twitter at RP Grinders. And we'd love to have you on so we can pretty much talk to you about it. I mean, I can't.
What kind of jobs do you think those people have? Do you think they're like just side hustle type jobs? Like they.
No.
They steal stuff and then they try and sell it to other people?
They're actually pretty intelligent
people.
They go
into people's yards, steal their lawnmowers, and then go to their neighbor and try to sell it to them.
I mean, we had people believing that that a pizza parlor was the front for some weird satanic cult on. So, I mean, if people believe that, I can see people believing that the Earth is flat. So, you know, if you're a flat earther, we'd love to have you on. I think you're totally wrong, but let's see if you can convince us, right? So at RP Grinders.
Yeah, you know what? I want to get that guy back on that was throwing up the fit about that Pizzagate. Like, I want to know why he doesn't throw
No.
No, I want to know why he doesn't throw a fit about Epstein and stuff like that, stuff that's been proven.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree.
Well, maybe he has. We haven't heard him, have we, since then?
No, I haven't heard anything. It's Pizzagate Howie. Like, he's one of the big Pizzagate. Like conspiracy
he's
theorists.
Like he talks about being worried about kids getting molested and stuff like that. Well, we have guys who he was friends with the current president. He's been friends with former presidents, friends with stuff like that. Who's taking him on his pedophile plane to his pedophile island? Like, why isn't he talking about stuff like that?
Yeah, I agree. Well, we're pretty much out of time. Hopefully next week we'll have more time to do free-for-all stuff. I don't know. If you want us to talk about something on the show, let us know at RP Grinders, and we'll be more than happy to discuss it on the show. Maybe in a future free-for-all. You never know. So, anyways, we got to get to plugs. Breakman, your plugs, please.
At RP Grinders on Twitter and at Break_Man.
All right.
I've kind of already did mine earlier, so.
You pause like you're waiting for me to say stuff, and like every time I say stuff, something happens. So I was trying to just say it.
No, I'm just saying.
Be done with it.
All right.
Like I got this feeling something bad's gonna happen now.
Nothing bad's gonna happen, man.
You're gonna
shit. Oh, sorry.
It's not gonna be bad. You're just gonna have to take a poop. That's all.
Well, then you can use the hashtag I poop today, which would be great. hashtag I poop today on Twitter. You know, let everybody know that you poop today. Make sure our audience is, you know, bowel healthy. And, you know, all that. So I want to thank everybody in chat. Thanks to, you know, I don't do this enough. Thanks also to my co-host, Eric and Brake. They really make the show. Thanks to Banana Nananin, Freak 5, good friend Freak 5. Make sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll also plug something.
Eric, let me finish and then you can do it. Sorry. Let me finish. Freak 5, you can listen to him on Zombies Anonymous. They're back up and running. Thanks, and they have a contest going on. So listen to the previous show or two to get all the info on that. Commander Root, thank you for joining. Bernie was in chat. I think she's sleeping, man. She's had it rough.
She definitely passed out during
Yeah, she's passed out.
Probably around, I think, 8 o'clock or something like that.
Oh, man, she hasn't gotten sleep.
I think
for
Dungeon
2 days.
Buster was just fed up with us at a certain point, too. He's like, ah, whatever.
Host underscore giveaway. Polizie. So the police is in chat from a different country. Thank you. Positivity Bot. Our good friend Dungeon Buster was in chat, and Slow Cool. Thank you all for joining.
MXT disappeared too. I like what?
Yeah, MXT.
Everybody, man. Like, what did we do today?
MXT. Like, I think MXT works, and that's why he hasn't been listening to the show live. But you know, thanks everybody for listening. If you're listening on the archives, thank you guys and gals very much as well. If you have any topics you want us to discuss on RP Grinders, make sure you tweet us at RP Grinders. We are live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on Twitch and YouTube, so you can join us in either chat, preferably the Twitch chat, but I do look at both chats, so love to see you in the chat room.
I'm lazy. If you want to talk to me, I'm on Twitch, so.
Yeah. No, it's because you said Dungeon
Buster. Oh, is that what happened? Like, everybody told me, like, Dungeon Buster was like Beetlejuice, so I typed his name 3 times, so I thought he would appear and say disappeared.
No,
apparently, according to Freak, that's what happened. So fuck. I can say it's fuck. I'm sorry. Fuck.
Yeah. Breakman said Dungeon Buster and sent him away. So it's the opposite of effect. The opposite Beetlejuice effect.
And stuff calling for it. I sent him away. Like it's fuck. It's my fault.
So make sure to support us. Support Eric's Patreon. You know, just look up Eric Kelly. Or you can get his info on his Twitter at EricRPG. He'd be more than appreciative. Anything else you have, Eric?
Yeah, I wanted to plug my first episode of the Castlevania retrospective I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, that's on the – I saw that on the RP Grinders feed. You can catch that exclusively. Yeah.
How many episodes are you going to do?
Up through Lords of Shadow and the Castlevania show.
I know, but, like, how many episodes?
I'd like to join the Castle...
Let's see. We did all the Simon games, so that's 7 games, and then... So that's 1 episode. And then I'm going to cover the GBA games, and then I'm going to cover the Dracula X series. And then...
7 games in 1 episode?
Yeah. Then I'm going to... with the Game Boy ones, I'm probably also going to throw in the 64 games, because there's nowhere else to put them.
Yeah,
but
I would be on for the TV show, the Netflix show.
Then we're gonna do the GBA games and the DS games all together because one of the GBA games leads into the DS game, so why not?
There you go.
But
this is so good.
Then we're gonna do the PS2 games and then Lords of Shadow.
Yeah.
And then after Lords of Shadow, we're going to do the other games that don't fit into like the mainline series.
Awesome. Yeah, if you want more of that, check that out on the RP Grinders feed as well. I'm sure Eric would really appreciate that. And give us your feedback on the @RP Grinders Twitter handle and, you know, stuff like that. But
there's a reason I love Metroidvanias.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably going to throw... Bloodlines in with the DS games too because there's a game related to that one. It's a direct sequel to that game.
Yeah. All right.
I know a lot of people weren't a big fan of Circle of the Moon, but this is one of my favorite games. Yeah. I love Circle of the Moon.
Yeah. The Circle of the Moon wasn't terrible. It
hasn't aged well though.
The biggest problem with Circle of the Moon was people weren't able to see what they're actually playing because the GBA sucked.
Yeah, the GBA was
GBA SP that had the back light.
Yeah.
Why didn't they have it in the original? Whatever.
Because they wanted to cut costs. That's why.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches as well. So if you want to follow me and keep up with all my being suspended nonsense, then feel free. All right. And that's about it, guys, unless you have anything else. And you guys have anything else? Nope.
But have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And if it's cold in your place, stay warm.
Yeah. Yeah, stay safe. Yeah, make sure you stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Bye.
Bye.
More cowbell.
Oh, now he comes back.
You want to hear cowbell?
Dungeon Buster was getting rest. He is a vampire. He's got to sleep in a coffin. More cowbell.
I'm really terrible at this.
Goddamn cowbell.
Just imagine Dracula had the intelligence of Donald Trump.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. On that note.